You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ruyak. Latour is a family band. Brian Latour plays keyboard and guitar and percussion. His wife, Tatiana Latour, sings, and their daughter, Sitza Latour, shreds on the bass. Plus, family friend Alfonso Portella keeps the beat going on drums. The band is playing at Concerts in the Park on June 29th. This is Beth Ruyak's conversation with Latour about their homemade debut album.
My wife and I met through music. She was a musician long before we met. When we got married, we started playing music together in various projects. And she is a founder of the group Daisy Spot. Mm-hmm. And so we did that together.
Did you get married because things were working musically and the partnership came that way?
We only dated for 6 months when we got married.
That's
I just
okay.
wanted to marry him. No, I'm just saying, it wasn't any like, it wasn't an intuitive thing. We just felt like we wanted to get married. And it wasn't to do with the music or
no, not at all.
Anything. It was kind of cosmic.
Yeah, it was magic.
Well, you just celebrated your 19th anniversary,
yeah.
didn't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Still cosmic and
yes,
magical?
Yes, of course.
Yes?
Yeah.
It becomes more magical with each passing moment.
You have coached him so well, Tatiana. And your daughter, Sitza, is sitting here listening to the story. Are you embarrassed or is this charming to you?
I'm around it all the time, so it's not really surprising. I mean, it's all the time.
It's yeah. who they are.
It's who they are. Yeah.
We had many different configurations of just bands that involved the two of us leading them. And it wasn't until we landed on saying, hey, let's use all of us who live in this house together. Because both of our daughters have been musical since they were able to walk. Our younger daughter is very, very serious in ballet, as is Sitza, but she's also so much into ballet, she's not as deeply into music. And her being only 12, we don't want to force the issue, but she has played with us on many occasions. That's why we got Alfonso here. So he's our surrogate youngest daughter right now. But no, he's fantastic.
Have you ever been introduced that way before?
As the youngest daughter?
As the surrogate?
Yes, by my actual father, yes.
What instruments do you play?
I started with drums when I was really little. My dad likes to start everyone with drums just because it's so important to have that rhythm before, you know, adding any sort of notes. I started with drums and I played guitar for a minute, but it was too tedious and I got really frustrated. And so I started playing bass and I fell in love with it because it was so similar to the drums.
And what does Janina play?
So Janina also plays drums. And also plays bass because I secretly want my daughters to be bass players. The whole guitar thing was a ruse. I was hoping she would lead to bass. I think females playing these masculine instruments is very important. And she also plays piano and sings. They both sing.
All right, that means, Alfonso, that you started out on drums. Eventually, someday, you're going to be a bass player in the band. Do you know that?
I just was talking to Brian about this, that
That's
my
right.
New Year's resolution is to play the bass this year.
So it's working.
Yeah, it's happening.
Let's listen to a little bit of the music. Then we'll talk specifically about the rhythm, the style, and the vibes. So here's music from Latour.
She's joking, but her heart is
Tatiana, when do you know that a song is the Latour sound?
Well, Brian and I have really similar influences in terms of like the music that we love. Our biggest influence is probably Bootsy Collins. We love his music. Yes. It was a big part of us coming together and just our romance. And we love DeBarge, Switch. The late 70s in particular had this really like raw, genuine, very vulnerable energy to the music. We all just kind of like a really sweet, slow groove.
I like that setup. For now, Brian, talk about what happens technically.
It's interesting that you asked Tatiana that question because anytime I write anything, I have to give it the Tatiana test. If she digs it, it's cool. If it doesn't hit her ear, it's out. So that's our secret weapon, is her ear. She has the golden ear. It's like a magic power she has.
I think the two of you have a lot of trust between you. And that's not a given in a band or in a marriage.
Yeah, I agree. And I think in a partnership, the ego has to be put away in order for it to flourish.
Yeah, that's one of the things that is amazing working with Brian, is that, in my opinion, he's kind of a weird genius. Like in terms of like the number of instruments he plays at this mastery level. I mean, he's kind of a badass. He's so humble and he's so zero ego, and you can tell him anything and he'll listen. And I have strong opinions and I put them on the table. He's not an ego cat, you know, he's mellow and humble. I really appreciate that. Particularly as a female for me, I've been playing music a long time and it's a very male dominated, you know, world typically. You know, every band I've been in, I'm the only female. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to have the confidence to put your ideas on the table, especially because I'm not a musician per se. I don't play an instrument. But Brian has always just really respected my ideas and any contributions that I make.
That's Latour, the family and the band. Sitza Latour on bass, Tatiana Latour on vocals, Brian Latour on keyboard, guitar, and percussion, and Alfonso Portella on drums. You can see them at Concerts in the Park on June 29th. We have more information on our website. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.